Isn't life all about discriminating about things? So if we say that we should not be judgmental, then how should we? Yeah, actually, certainly we all have to make choices. Every morning when we wake up, in a whole day, we have to make choices. Should I do this or should I do that? And we use our intelligence to make choices. If we don't use our intelligence, then we'll be misled. So in that sense, discrimination is vital. Tasmat shastram pramanam te karya karyavastato. Gyantva shastra vidhanam karma kartum iharasi. In 16.24, Krishna says that, therefore, based on shastra, know what is to be done, what is not to be done, and then live accordingly. So discrimination is fine. That is essential for, it's like if a person is sick, then the sick person has to be always aware, okay, if I eat this food, this will worsen my condition. I have to take this medicine at this time, I have to take this at this time. So that, and I should not take this, or I should not go here. So a sick person has to discriminate between what is good for my health and what is not good for my health. So like that, as sadhakas, we do need to discriminate. What is going to decrease my bhava roga, decrease my material attachments and material disease, and what is going to increase that disease. So when we are talking about judgment, not being judgmental, it is more in terms of the attitude rather than the principle. The principle of discerning is required, but the attitude with which it is done, that can be very alienating. So if I do it in a way where I don't consider other people's feelings, if I don't consider other people's feelings, then we can hurt a lot of people. So a simple, even if I use the continue the medicine example, there also, say somebody has got an infectious disease. Then the doctor may have to keep the person away from others. But then that also can be done in a respectful way. It's not that we deride and mock the person. So just as there can be discrimination which is done, but it can be done in a sensitive way. It is not that that has to be done in a judgmental way. Like in the past when people would have leprosy. No, it was leprosy is an infectious disease, so lepers need to be kept away from others. But it was almost like leprosy was seen not just as a disease, but it was seen as a sign of a moral deficiency. Where, you know, lepers would be looked down upon and mocked and all those things would happen. So that is wrong. So the principle of discrimination is essential, but the attitude which you do it, that is also important. Otherwise, we may defeat our purpose. Now, we have to speak the truth. And truth involves, speaking the truth means telling this is right, this is wrong. But we have to speak the truth in a way that attracts people to the truth, not alienates people away from the truth. So if we speak things in a very judgmental way, then people just go away. Does it address your question?
I think it wasn't exactly a question.
Okay, it is a comment.
It was a comment on...